Exclusive: Scott Pressler warns GOP senators on Save America Act. You either deliver or we are going to get rid of you. By Jasmine Jordan on August 8, 2026. Early Vote Action founder Scott Pressler sharply criticized Senate Republicans during a Breitbart News Saturday interview, arguing the party's majority has failed to act with sufficient urgency on election integrity legislation while calling on conservative voters to pressure lawmakers through primaries, town halls, voter registration, and grassroots organizing. Pressler told Breitbart News Saturday host Bradley J. that it is very disingenuous for senators other than Mike Lee, RUT, Rick Scott, RFL, and a few others to claim they are fighting to protect elections, pointing to what he described as illegal aliens on voter rolls in Pennsylvania who were actively registered and voting, while adding, "We're finding them in Michigan and Arizona. This is an existential crisis. This is a constitutional crisis," Pressler said. Pressler said Republican activists face a difficult argument when asking voters to support the party while, in his words, Republicans are the majority controlling all three branches of government but have not delivered on campaign promises. How do I make the case as a conservative activist trying to drum up support for Republicans when, as the majority controlling all three branches of government, we are incapable of delivering the very campaign promises that elected the majority we have today? He asked. How do I make the case to elect Republicans when our Senate majority leadership won't deliver what 84% of Americans want? Despite his criticism, Pressler said he does not intend to abandon his organizing work. I promise, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue, he said, adding that Early Vote Action is continuing its efforts in Pennsylvania. Pressler said Republicans are 25,811 active voters from flipping the state and argued that just because the Senate is derelict in its duties doesn't mean that activists like myself are going to give up the responsibility. Asked what the Save America Act would do, Pressler said the legislation only provides for two things: proof of citizenship and photo voter ID. He explained that already registered voters would not have to register again but would instead go through the systematic alien verification for entitlements, or SAVE, database. Pressler said the SAVE database is used in connection with HUD and government housing and asked why it should not also be used for voter registration. Why are we not using the same database to ensure that only eligible, lawful American citizens are registered to vote? Or for SNAP, or for other quote-unquote entitlements, he said. Pressler argued the system would help clean the voter rolls and ensure that only Americans are voting in our elections. Pressler said he believes part of the disconnect between Republican senators and voters is that lawmakers are isolated from public sentiment. There is such a bubble in D.C. that these senators truly need to go out, touch grass, and talk to the voter, he said. He predicted senators who return home after failing to act would get a peaceful earful from the American people. He also argued that incumbent lawmakers can become too comfortable in office. They feel invulnerable. They really do. They feel untouchable, Pressler said, pointing to incumbent lawmakers who lost primary contests as evidence that voters can remove office holders. We need to do a better job of being active, engaged voters in our primaries, he added. Pressler called on dissatisfied Republican donors to use their financial support as leverage, saying lawmakers care about money and they care about power. He encouraged listeners to seek WinRed refunds from senators they had donated to, while citing Rick Scott and Mike Lee as exceptions. Looking ahead to 2028, Pressler singled out Senators John Thune, RSD, John Barrasso, RY, Tim Scott, RSC, and James Lankford, ROK, as senators he said activists should be prepared to challenge. They need to know if you do not deliver what 84% of Americans want. We are coming for your seats peacefully, Pressler said, adding that activists should be prepared to take you out electorally as he said voters had done in Louisiana and Texas. Pressler said one of the most important actions voters can take is to approach their senators directly at town halls and other public events. How many of you guys show up to town halls? He asked. When they're at fairs and festivals, I want you to peacefully approach them. I want you to go up to them. Why haven't you delivered for us? He rejected the argument that Democrats make election integrity legislation impossible to pass, listing several procedural approaches he believes Republicans could pursue. We can nuke the filibuster. We can do a talking filibuster. We can do budget reconciliation 3.0, Pressler said. I just gave you three viable pathways to give us proof of citizenship and photo voter ID. It's not good enough to blame the Democrats. Pressler also argued that Republicans might already have a 60-vote Senate majority had election integrity legislation been enacted years earlier. He pointed to Mike Rogers' narrow 2024 loss. What he described as a narrow 2024 loss involving Tammy Baldwin's Wisconsin seat, as well as losses in Arizona and Nevada, where he said Laxalt lost by 8,000 votes in 2022. It is disingenuous for any Republican senator to say that we don't have the votes when we could have the votes had we simply passed election integrity, he said. Pressler cited figures concerning non-citizen voter registrations as evidence for his concerns, asserting that 6,600 non-citizens were registered in New Jersey and that 400 voted, before invoking the 2000 presidential election. Please look me up. Fact check me. Bush v. Gore was decided by 537 votes, he said. Pressler further claimed there are 250,000 non-citizens on the voter rolls in California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Nevada. This is a constitutional crisis, Pressler said. This is the single most important issue the American people care about. He urged listeners to get angry peacefully. Attend events, make their voices heard, and tell senators that you either deliver or we are going to get rid of you. Asked what citizens could do beyond attending town halls, Pressler emphasized participation in Republican primaries. I would ask the listener how many of you are registered to vote as a Republican for your primary. He said, acknowledging that some conservatives may be disenchanted with the party but arguing that primary participation is necessary to influence which candidates reach the general election. Unless you are voting in primaries, you are allowing for the destruction of our country by not ensuring that we have the most conservative candidate, Senate choice, or member of Congress choice going into the November election, Pressler said. He also called for more voter registration work, asserting that 30% of our beautiful Christians are not registered to vote and that 42% of hunters in Pennsylvania are not registered. Pressler argued that conservatives need to become more aggressive in organizing, while distinguishing that approach from adopting the political left's ideology or policies. We must become more like the left in terms of advocacy because they are running circles around us, he said. Pressler added that he believes there is particular urgency to act while Republicans hold the majority, arguing that our Senate is not giving the urgency that is required while we have the majority. Pressler also detailed early vote actions efforts in Pennsylvania and encouraged Breitbart News Saturday listeners nationwide to participate. I actually don't even receive a dime from my organization, he said, adding that he is very proud of that. Pressler promoted the Early Vote Action app for Android and iPhone, which he said allows supporters regardless of where they live to text inactive Republican voters in Pennsylvania and encourage them to update their registrations. If you want to help me flip the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from blue to red, no matter what state you live in, you can help text inactive voters, he said. He asked supporters to send 20 messages per day through the app. Give me 1 minute of your time pressing the text button 20 times over once a day using the Early Vote Action app, Pressler said. That's something that you can contribute. Pressler said Early Vote Action also welcomes help from Pennsylvania and neighboring states, including Ohio and Maryland. We'd love your help, he said, adding that people from Ohio and Maryland have traveled to Pennsylvania to assist. Pressler said he is all in on helping Republicans retain Scott Perry, Ryan McKenzie, and Rob Bresnahan, whom he identified as three members of Congress in Pennsylvania needed to help Republicans keep the House for President Donald Trump and, in his words, ensure that in 2028 we have the ability to win. That is how you can make a national impact, even from Oregon, Washington, California, Pressler said. Download the Early Vote Action app. Send 20 text messages a day, please. Listen.